Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's Neuralis Toronto Events Organising Committee call on Wednesday, 29th of August, we have Darlene Thompson, Gordon Chilcott, Garth Broome, Eduardo Diaz, Olivier Crevant-Leblanc, Glenn McKnight. We have apologies from Evan Labovich. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, myself, Gisela Gruber. I'm not sure if Sylvia Vivanka has already joined the call. If I could also just remind you to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Garth.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. If nobody has any objections, because Glenn was not on the call last week and he does have some updates, I would like to skip to item 3.A. Roman numeral 3, to the keynote speakers, and then go on to his other items under C, which are some of the promotional and the tabletop updates. Glenn, if you are available and prepared, can you give us an update on the keynote, the secondary and tertiary speakers?
Sure. Okay. Hi, Glenn McKnight for the record. A couple of things. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, summer's been tough getting these people nailed down for the actual speakers, but I'll start with Google first. Sarah has gone on holidays again, has allocated someone to follow through. They promised someone. They did not state who that would be, but I will follow up with Google when she gets back from holidays. Would be after the Labor Day. Sarah, in conversations with Julia LePain and the PA to Byron Holland, Byron will probably be able to make it, but he's on holidays as well, and she said she'll know more about his schedule for the Monday, and it looks good, but I do not have 100% confirmation on Byron. Byron is the CEO or president of CIRA. The third one is with Desiree. Desiree is with Affilius, and again, she has not allocated someone yet. She's in marketing, but she is working on trying to find someone to represent Affilius. So that's the three speakers based on the promise to the sponsors that they would have a few minutes to be able to speak. So that's my update on the speakers.
Okay. This is Garth. I suppose if we don't have a name by the meeting time, we can just go look at name tags in the hallway and force somebody to speak at the end of a bayonet.
I think we'll get a name within the by our next meeting, if not next Wednesday, by the following next meeting, we should have someone, I hope.
Okay. This is Garth. Heidi has her hand up. I'm going to recognize Heidi.
Thank you, Garth. This is Heidi for the record. I did write to Fadi's chief of staff requesting that Fadi be the keynote speaker and gave him the title of the address. I have yet to hear a response, but I can follow up if I don't hear one by the end of this week.
Perfect.
Thank you very much, Heidi. Okay, so if nobody has any objections, I want to go to the further discussion of the tabletop display and organizing the table, and then to the promotional items, which is also a Glenn issue, just for the sake of time.
Okay. Again, myself. Scheduling, I've sent a few reminders for the doodle, and as we all know, well, people are holding back till they find out more schedule times for themselves. They don't want to overcommit themselves to time to the doodle form that I created. So I would like to turn to staff. Do we have any idea what the agenda will be for meetings for the ICANN Toronto?
This is Heidi. We expect the draft schedule to be posted shortly. Gisela, could you take a look if you could find that date? And if not, we can send that to you. But meeting forms have just been submitted, so meeting staff should be putting all of the requests together, then posting a draft schedule shortly.
Great. I can add that my next email. I'll continue to send emails out to the ALSs that are particularly sponsored. Right now, we have, I believe, 5 people that have signed up for the Doodle. So we still have quite a few more to fill in the time slots. But I'm confident as we get closer, we'll have enough people providing human resources for the tabletop.
Yep, this is Garth Bruin, and I mean, I am one who has not put in a particular time just because of the schedule is not fully fleshed out. So, I mean, I can speak as one guilty party who is perfectly willing to devote time to it and just can't be discreet about it at the moment. So I want to talk about specifically some emails that went back and forth in between about promotional items. But before I do that, Heidi, you still have your hand up. Do you have something else?
Sorry, this is Heidi. I followed up, I think, for the 5th time with meeting staff asking for information about the request from this group to either share the ICANN information booth or set a table up next to it for outreach purposes. No response yet. And this week, the two main meeting staff are on holiday, so I think that's another reason for the delay. But apologies for that.
Okay. This is Garth Bruin again. I just want to clarify some of the discussion that happened in the previous week about the wording of the pins and some of the other items. I had thought that we had discussed on the calls that the that it would say Neuralo, you know, with the Neuralo.org website. I think that there was some confusion about that. Some folks in this group suggested that it be the at-large site, but that particular site doesn't have the kind of information that we were looking to put forward in terms of specifically Neuralo. I think that we resolved this issue over email, but I wanted to make sure that everybody's happy with the resolution before we move on. And if anybody has anything to say about that, I'm going to open the floor. Eduardo, you're saying yes to what?
Yes to the final resolution of sending it to the Neuralo.org site.
And Darlene, you're also seconding that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then there's been some, got many, many more approvals. Thank you, everybody. Also from Glenn, Glenn has had some specific thoughts on the banner. I would like to get maybe a brief description from Glenn of what he's looking for in terms of opinions from the group on what the banner should look like.
Oh, hi again. My opinion is doing a lot of trade shows is that I liked the colors, but I think just the 3 words, welcome, bienvenue, just doesn't do anything for me in terms of, I thought the whole purpose of the tabletop was to get people over to our table. People will see the banner, but I don't think it's going to prompt them to a call to action. My opinion was, we needed to have an imagery and an expression to get these ALSs to come and get informed, get involved, make a difference. And I don't think that does it. And I'm not knocking the graphics people. I think it looks kind of neat. But from a call to action point of view, I just didn't get inspired by it.
Okay. Glenn has his, Gordon has his hand up and a possible response. I'm going to give the floor to Gordon.
Thank you, guys. It's Gordon for the record. I partially agree with Glenn. And I say partially because the banners as they are might do it. One of the things I've noticed about banners in this thing, and again, Glenn from trade shows, is the major task of that banner is to scream out, look at me, I'm over here. And what is over here is Neuralo. The banners might work that way, although I do kind of agree with you, and that's one of the reasons why I made the remarks in the mailing list that I did. I was trying to find of those banners, did that screaming the loudest, and that was my opinion.
Before I go to Darlene, who has her hand up, I want to give Glenn an opportunity to respond if he wants to.
Well, I just think, in my opinion, that we need an expression. We need to reach out, grasp the people, if not by the throat, at least by the ankle. And because I think the whole purpose of the effort for doing this is to get people to sign up and be new members of Norello. And I don't think that would just get lost in the other signage that exists within the village itself. So I guess my strong opinion is that I think we need something that actually, I'm not saying in neon lights, but I think we're not going far enough in terms of the message that reaches out to the delegates. As you all know, we did the NomCom tabletop in Costa Rica. It was quite successful. And we just had a simple, the ICANN banner. So we also had our slideshow that we did. But we were in a very nice position for traffic flow. But we had our brochures as well, so it worked out quite well. But again, I just hate to see spending the money on a banner that just gets lost in the mix. And if that's the case, then I would say don't even bother with the banner.
Okay. Darlene had her hand up first, and then Eduardo.
My comment is actually Darlene Thompson, for the record. My comment is actually a question to the group. I mean, how many banners are we going to have, and will they only be set up at our table? If it's just a banner that's going to be set up at our table, I still think we should have it, even as is. But Glenn has some good points, too, and I'm still thinking about them. But if we also, Glenn also brought up an interesting idea, is we could have a slideshow at the same time. Advertising, why should you become an ALS? And it wouldn't be difficult to put together a slideshow like that and just have it running there constantly, as well as our, brochures and sign-up forms and such like that. So I think the use in concert, it could be quite appealing.
Before going to Eduardo, I'd like to give Glenn an opportunity to respond.
I think you're picking on me today, Garth, I will humor you.
Not at all. I just don't like to leave things out hanging if you want to respond, that's all.
I think I've expressed my opinion on the email, and I think I'm just repeating myself. I think we all know that there's limited time, and as Mark Twain said, if we had more time, I'd write a shorter letter. To write the right script and have the right image, it takes a significant amount of time. I don't see it as a tragedy having this banner the way it is, especially it can do double duty. We pull down the banner, we take it into our party. We pull it down, we put it outside our meeting rooms. It can be, if it's done in a manner that's neutral enough, and which I think what Heidi's staff has done, I think it can be... It could be used again and again and again. I don't see any harm with it. I guess I'm just making a point that it's a significant effort for us to reach out and get new members. That's my main point. That's it for me.
Okay. I do have a further comment on this, but I want to allow Eduardo to raise a point first. Please go ahead, Eduardo.
Thank you. This is Eduardo Diaz. I think at one time before we I don't know if it was in an email or what, but we talked about having a general purpose type banner. So like Glenn said and mentioned, we can use forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I see Heidi put something in the chat that says, well, we can add join us, the word join us on the welcome or next to the welcome, which, it sounds like a neutral type thing. Other than that, I don't think what else we can put in there. I like the idea of Darlene of putting a slideshow, some kind of slideshow, something that will bring people, bring people to see it across the table. That's all I have to say.
Okay. So this is Garth Bruin. Just looking at the actual banners, So this will be, and this, I guess, suppose this is a question for staff about the specifics. This is a vertical banner that would be behind or beside the table?
This is Heidi, correct. It's a vertical, one of, you can pull it up, and then for if you're traveling, you can bring it down, and just it's a small package to carry then.
Okay. This is Garth. I wonder if we could do something... If we could do something interesting with the space that we're allotted, if it's possible. I mean, suppose that we, if we have an additional sign, not a huge one, one that says something like, you are the Internet, and step into the circle, and we put a round half circle of tape on the floor below the table. As a way to invite people to step in. Just an idea. Eduardo, you still have your hand up.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't take it down.
Okay. All right. Well, we will hold our thoughts about the banner and keep thinking about this. Heidi, what is our deadline for this, for the banner, for a decision?
This is Heidi. I would have to get back to you on that. Matt, if
okay.
You could take notes for just a few seconds, I can ask Lynn. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So...
Garth, what's... I know Heidi was working on, I think, a vision statement for ICANN. We
mm-hmm.
don't independently have our own vision or mission statement, correct, Garth?
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe Darlene would know better.
No, not that I'm aware of either, Darlene Thompson speaking.
If that's the case, that may be something we may want to add to the discussion. This is Garth, and I'm going to recognize Evan, who has his hand up. Thank you, Evan.
Hi there. In
Evan.
Discussions that we've had before on this, I think there's been a significant contingence that said that the bylaw that defines at large is essentially defining the vision that we have. So I don't know if you actually go back to the ICANN bylaw that defines what at-large and the ALAC is. I'm hoping that might be enough as far as defining what our vision is. Thanks.
This is Garth. I think we can take the suggestion to look at that, and if there's something we can pull out of there that is concise and compelling enough, it might be useful. We can keep thinking about this, and in the meantime, can we go to the invitation postcards and the meeting guide text? Are these items that are resolved or not resolved?
This is Heidi.
Okay.
Evan, I see your hand is up, Evan. Did you have a point to say on that? No, okay. The meeting text, I know that Lynn is preparing the text for the meeting guide. Today, or as we speak. Again, we need to have confirmation of the keynote speaker and the secondary speaker, so the text will be draft. And then on the postcards, did we have resolution on the numbers that you wanted? I know there was some question of whether we should have them in the meeting packs, but then that was decided, no, that would be too many. And then there was a discussion of perhaps 250 to 300. So that is something that would be good to know if you'd like to go ahead with that, and if so, for what purpose would those postcards be used? Thanks.
Well, this is Garth. If I'm not mistaken, they were specifically invitations to our catered event. And if I'm correct on that, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I think that we would be limited by the capacity of the catering event. And do we have a capacity limit for that catering event?
Gisela, do you have that answer?
Sorry, I was muted.
Yes.
The answer is no. I can get the capacity. I can get the capacity. We're currently tabling on 125.
I'm sorry, Gisela. I didn't get the reference to 125. Are you saying that that's a limit or?
No, not the limit, Garth. We sent through the proposal is for 125 people, but I can get you the capacity limit for the cocktail area.
Okay, Darlene has her hand up. I'm going to recognize Darlene.
Yeah, because, I mean, we can stuff a lot of people in that room, but they're all going to want to eat and drink, and that's where the costs are going to shoot through the roof, or people will find that there's not enough food or booze. So it's not really a question of the capacity of the room, but the capacity of the hors d'oeuvres and booze, I think.
Yeah. This is Garth again. I think when I referenced the catered event, I was specifically referring to the catering and how much actual drinks and edibles are we expecting. How many people are we expecting to be able to serve, not the actual capacity of the room.
Sorry, Gisela, again, just to say that, as I've said, we've got the proposal through for 125 people. I have asked for a detailed menu. But as it stands now, we're already looking at just over $8,800 Canadian dollars, which is three drinks per person and snack food, cheese and antipasto.
Okay. So if we, this is Garth Bruin, if we start with 125 and assuming that we actually have 125 people show up, but we may want to give the invitation out to a slightly larger set of people, assuming that many of them will not be able to come. Are we prepared to request for 200 of these cards? Would that be an unreasonable number? I'm looking to the group to give their assumptions. Glenn says he thinks 150. Darlene thinks 200 is reasonable. So there is a question from Heidi about how the cards are going to be distributed. I was under the impression that at least a portion of them were going to be put into specific bags to be picked up at registration. Is that correct? Or they would be given out at the tabletop, as Darlene has stated. And this is Garth. I also think that it may be a good idea for us to carry some of them around on our person, some of the members to carry them around on our person, along with the brochures. And as we meet people at the meeting, we can give them to people in person. What does the group think about that as an idea? Not all of them, but just some of them. Glenn has his hand up. I'll recognize Glenn.
Yeah, I like the idea of each of us who are at the table and distributing, because remember, we only have Sunday and all day Monday, and that's really only about 4 hours on Monday to reach people. If we meet a potential new volunteer, that's an invite, and we should have each of us that are at the table should have, you know, a few of them, even five each, that we can get it into their hands to get them out that evening. And since we know who that person was, we should write them down and make a point when they do show up to do the evangelical church thing. So when they come in, make a point to go over to the person and make sure they feel welcome. So I think it's more than just here's the invite, have a good time. I think if we reach out to an individual and they want to join Norello and they do show up at the gathering, I think we should do the extra mile.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn. Heidi, I have a question about the welcome bags. And, of course, I'd like other people to chime in on their thoughts with this. Is it possible to put these cards into the bags of people who are first-time ICANN meeting attendees who are not affiliated with a particular constituency?
This is Heidi. Excellent question, Garth, and I will look into that. That's a fantastic idea.
Okay. I mean, if that's possible, and this is Garth again, Evan, you took the words out of my mouth. Glenn's cult-like approach may be effective. So I think that there's a possibility if we can do this thing with the bags, to have a portion of them in the bag specifically strategically aimed at new attendees who aren't affiliated with anybody yet, some at the tabletop and some given out on a one-to-one basis by the members of this group and other members of existing members of Neuralo, we can probably get a good turnout. So I think that's a good strategy, unless people have other suggestions. So if that's the case, we may want to have more than 125, 150 cards. We may want to have, in fact, 200 cards. And Heidi is asking, we would need the cards for the board members. Are we inviting the board members? This is a question for the group. Darlene says yes. Okay, so we would need a card for each board member. Now, I think this is Garth. I think we maybe discussed this briefly before. Do we want to invite the officers of other RALOs? Evan, are you agreeing to inviting the officers or the board?
Yes, to both.
Okay. Good question, Glenn. How many board members are there currently? Fifteen. Heidi says 21. Olivier says 15. And Gisela says 23. So can we add all those numbers up and get the average? So I think we will need at least 23 invitations for the members, because if one board member can't come, the non-voters certainly are welcome. 20, okay. Okay. So I think 200 would be a good number, unless there are any other objections to that. The meeting guide text is something that is still in production based on the scheduling of speakers. And I think that if there are, Darlene says we have to invite the regional leads. Yes, absolutely. And we're giving out the awards. So we need to add to the count, we need to add the officers. We need to add the board. The current at-large members. Current Neuralo members, and then prospective members. So I think with that count, we're actually just under 100 for sort of specific known invitees. Olivier, I was thinking of only the vote. Okay, that is funny. Okay. All right, if nobody has any objections, I want to circle back to item number 3, discussion of Neuralo Toronto event activities. And hopefully that will not take the full 30 minutes. I know many of these items were tabled. Glenn, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know if I'm out of order, but since we're at the event, I just thought if there is a budget and we can have identifiable shirts, T-shirts at the event itself, so that people know who we are, because we'll blend in otherwise.
Well, Glenn, this is Garth. Some of us, I suppose, we try and dress professionally. I know that this is a very, very casual group, and I don't know if everybody is comfortable wearing T-shirts. I mean, we can certainly put the idea out to the group. I'd like to get other people's thoughts on it. Now, Glenn, you have your hand up. Is that just for this particular item or another item?
Yeah, no, if we do not want, I was just typing in, how about Canadian toques instead then, Darlene? As a fellow Canadian, maybe you have an opinion on that.
I think as Heidi has pointed out, we have the pins. She has an excellent suggestion that we can coordinate colors. instead. Darlene, what are you saying, ick to, the toques?
Yes, the toques.
Okay.
Well, you know, Darlene, you're missing my point. My point is that we, again, it's an outreach effort. You know, we do want to have some statistics. If you don't have an objective of X number of people becoming new ALSs, this is just another technique or methodology so that when people come, they know who we are. It does look like we're organized. That's my main point.
And how about Heidi's idea of the pins and we all wear a specific color?
This is Garth. I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, myself, I like to wear a tie because I don't wear a tie at my job, which is at home. So when I go to a meeting, I like to wear a tie. I mean, call that a personal tick. But I think if I were to wear a yellow tie with a pin, and maybe some other members would also wear some kind of yellow, that would probably be a good idea. And I think that if people want to wear T-shirts, I mean, Glenn, if we want to have T-shirts and a certain segment are willing to wear them, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, my point is taken, and I'm not stuck on, I do understand T-shirts don't look very good or flattering on most people, especially if we're trying to make an impression. So wearing something that demarks yellow, that's fine with me.
Yeah. I mean, this is Garth. Just from my personal perspective, I also think that we need to project a professional and serious view to potential members, not to show them that we're overly serious and overly buttoned down, but this is also a very, very serious endeavor that we're all taking. And if Eduardo wants to wear a yellow Caribbean shirt, he can probably find one. And if Seth wants to wear a yellow Hawaiian shirt, I think that is acceptable as well. Those are just my thoughts before moving on to the discussion of the Toronto activities.
Okay.
All right. Good?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So first item, Neuralo anniversary outreach event. Are there any open action items on this particular agenda? Are we missing anything here? This circles back to the speakers, the banner, the brochures, et cetera, et cetera, which we have already discussed. Is there anyone else who has anything to discuss on this? Okay, the sponsorship item, I believe, is resolved. The keynote speaker is still pending. Invitations have gone out. Neuralo capacity building meeting. If people could go to this agenda, we can take a look at it. Now, earlier today, Darlene and Olivier were also on the call, which was a cross Neuralo, the cross Rallo call with different secretariats and different officers from different regions. There was a lot of discussion about very specific capacity building in terms of in-reach and outreach. This is something that other Rallos are motivated on, and it's something that's going to be definitely part of our discussion. And I think that we should be able to integrate or expand on some of the ideas that we had in that meeting, and I just wanted to check with Darlene and Olivier to see if they agree with that statement.
Darlene Thompson, I most definitely do.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm absolutely
okay.
Here.
Thank you. And I will try and get out to this group on this call some more specifics about what was discussed at that meeting so everybody is on the same page. I think that the transcript may be available. I think that it was emailed to me by staff. Darlene has her hand up. I'm going to recognize Darlene.
another thing, Darlene Thompson, another thing that we kind of discussed a bit on the meeting this morning and has also been brought forward to me by various Naralo members is training on the wiki and how we can make it better for ourselves. So that's definitely a topic I want in one of our capacity building sessions.
Okay. That's excellent. There was quite a bit of discussion about the wiki and related websites, and I believe that, according to Olivier, we should have an update on some of the specifics about that. And that's the showcase, capacity building. One of the items that I discussed in the call today was about conflict resolution within the RALOs. And I think that we're all aware that that there have been some conflicts, personality and political conflicts, and I don't mean geopolitical conflicts. I mean political conflicts within the at-large structures. And I want to take some of the time at the meeting as an opportunity to discuss ways of addressing these within our group before people become disgruntled and dissatisfied with at-large in general and walk away from their volunteer commitments. So I think that's something I'd like everybody to keep in mind and something that we should consider adding to this particular agenda. Does anybody else have any particular thought? Okay, I see Heidi has her hand up. Please go ahead, Heidi.
Yeah, thank you, Heidi. On that point, as I mentioned on the Secretariat call earlier today, Elad Levinson is going to be available through Wednesday. And during last week's meeting of this group, it was decided that to invite Elad for one of the sessions. So would you like to confirm that Elad lead or facilitate a session on conflict resolution? And if so, what day would you like that to be? So again, he's there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thank you.
Just to refresh my memory, this is Garth. When was the Secretariat's session going to be?
This is Heidi.
Yes.
It's Wednesday, 12:30 to 14:30.
Okay. So I guess the question then is, do we want to have our capacity building session, a session with ELAD before that meeting or after that meeting, or does it not matter? And I'm asking the group. Nobody has an opinion the other way. So
sorry.
I get. Yes,
sorry, just to point out that ELAD is there through Wednesday, and that your capacity building sessions are scheduled for Monday through Thursday, 7 to 8. So, in order to get him, it would need to be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday if you wanted to hold it. During his available time.
Okay. Maybe we should try and lead some of the thought on this and have it early in the week, have him on Monday, if nobody has any objections to that and if he's available. Okay, there are no objections to that. Eduardo says yes. So, Heidi, if you can ask him to, if he's available for that Monday session.
Perfect. Garth, could I ask you, I'll let Elad know that, but could I have put him in touch with you so you could let him know what some of the issues you'd like to have discussed?
You can give him all my contact information,
okay.
Please.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So moving along, we already covered all the items in Section C first, so we will go right down to Section number 4, Planning and Logistics Update from Staff. Is staff prepared to discuss these items?
Okay, Matt, if you could do that, I will take notes.
Sure. Would you like me to go over the estimates?
Please do.
Okay. So I've uploaded the most recent estimate. I'm absolutely not sure why the numbers aren't showing up correctly. I've tried about 6 times now. So what I'll do is I'll start posting the correct numbers within the chat. But essentially, it looks like within two new additions, we're replacing Jolie and Garth, that the total cost is going to be well within budget, and we're going to have a great contingency fund, so everything is directly on target.
Okay, this is Garth. That's fantastic. And did we get everybody who we had set out to get? Is everybody okay with their travel arrangements? Darlene has her hand up. I'll go to her first.
Matt, I've sent you several emails going, has this person gone to constituency travel? And I'm especially concerned about Monique Chartrand, Dana, one of the last ones that came in, and Thomas Lowenhaupt. Have those names all gone into constituency travel?
Peter, this is Matt. Yes, they have. Joseph is, if he hasn't contacted him yesterday, he'll do it today. He's just, there's a lot of names to do, that's all. But everybody is on target, and we're not behind, and everything looks good.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Matt.
Okay. Unless Matt has any further discussion, I think that we can round out this call, but I also want to put it to the floor to see if anybody... Okay, Evan has his hand up. I'll recognize Evan.
Thanks, Garth. I just wanted to ask, is there interest in having a, not public, but essentially a relatively small, intimate ALAC social event at my house through the week? I'm perfectly willing to open my doors on the Thursday evening to have a small get-together at my house. And I'm wondering if there's any interest in ICANN's ability to either contribute to that or possibly even pay for a van to take people the roughly, I think, 10 miles or so away from the venue that it is.
I guess that's a question for staff. This is Garth.
Yeah, Matt, I mean, do you think that the budget would allow for that? We could consider this part of the Narala capacity building, the whole event.
I think if we want to keep the budget, we'll be able to allow for that. We need to wait a couple weeks and get the final numbers in terms of the cost. How much of a budget notice do you need, Evan?
Well, there's two possibilities. One is just contributing towards some of the eats and snacks, and the other, obviously, my fee per drinks is not quite what the hotel's is. And secondly, the possibility of hiring a van rather than just counting on everyone to take transit or taxis. I am within the Toronto Transit Commission, but it'd be a lot easier if we could possibly just rent a van that could take 15 or so people. Just a thought. It's not absolutely necessary. I can have that without it. But it is about, 30 to 40 minutes by transit. And if that's too much of a pain, then, I don't even have to host it. It's just an offer that I'm putting out there.
Okay. Darlene has her hand up. Please go ahead.
Evan, if this is an ALAC-only thing, which is what you said you wanted to invite, just ALAC people, and then you mentioned 15 people, so that's ALAC-only, then it doesn't really fall under the remit of Naralo capacity building.
Okay. That's fair enough. I mean, like I say, this could be a Narawa only thing, or it could be a Narawa plus the ALAC members. I leave it out there. I'm just offering to have something, and I don't have a preference as to whether how that's split, whether it's a Narawa thing or an ALAC thing. I'm just saying, I have a house. I'm interested in hosting a social event. And who's invited or whatever is less interesting to me than actually having it.
Well, you're the inviter, so you have to say who's coming and who's invited and who ain't.
I know the Motley Crues that are in Naralo and in ALAC, and I'm capable of hosting both.
Then it would fall under our remit.
Yeah, so essentially we're talking the 25 ALAC and regional leaders together with Narawa members.
This is Garth. I think it would be a wonderful idea to get away from the venue. I think it's a great suggestion, and adds definitely a personal aspect to everything that we're doing. And if there's a way that some of the transport can be facilitated, I think that's pretty good, because it would be an expectation that people would leave the venue area, which they might not have thought about before.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. With that said, are there any more comments or questions about any of the agenda items, and did I miss anything? No. Okay. Yes. Please.
Just to confirm, so on the banner, what should we do with that? Should we go ahead and just add the word "join us," or what would you like to do?
I see that Glenn has left the call. This is Garth, and it was it his suggestion alone that the that "join us" be added, or was that somebody else's suggestion?
That was my suggestion.
That was your suggestion.
Yeah, just in order to bridge both of the perspectives that I'm hearing. What I could do is just have them add those words and then send it out to the group to see if they like that, and then we can move.
I think that's
forward.
This is Garth. I think that's probably a good way to handle it. So add the "join us" and then
okay.
And then send it out.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Does anyone have any objections to scheduling this call again at 3 o'clock? It was at 3:30 this time because of a conflict. Will we be able to have it at 3 o'clock, Gisela?
Gisela here. No, next week we have the AFRALA monthly meeting at 1830 UTC, so we would need to have this call at 2000 UTC, which is 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Would that suit everyone?
I do not have a problem. If anybody else has a problem, please speak up. Okay. If no one has any conflicts or issues, we will schedule the next call for that time at 20 UTC for this time next week. And if nobody has any objections, we can conclude this call. No?
There you go. Gracias.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Once again,
thanks, Paul.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Carl. Bye.